Oh, and welcome back to the Roundtable on WAMC. Time approaching now 10:39 Thursday morning. Ray Graff in for Joe Donahue. One of the joys of a Thursday morning Roundtable program is when Sean Stonewalk said he is our cultural correspondent. And he always sees things, he talks about things, and then he also talks about things that he has seen and that he is going to see. And it's always great to have the affable Sean Stone here on the program. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Ray. You sound enthusiastic as ever.
I'm just filling in an extra minute here. If you grab Roger's thesaurus, and yes, you're affable today. So how you doing, man?
Great.
Yeah?
So I saw the Star Wars movie.
Oh, Solo.
Solo. A Star Wars story.
Okay.
Because people would be confused otherwise, right?
Right. So this is about young Han Solo.
Yes. It's supposed to take place about a decade before the events of the first film.
Right. The first Star Wars film.
Yeah. And he's just this scrappy kid, and he and his girlfriend played by Alden Ehrenreich. And did you see the Coen Brothers movie Hail Caesar?
I love that movie.
Remember him? He was the cowboy.
Oh, yeah.
He was the dumb cowboy.
Sure, that's great.
Yeah, he's really good as Han Solo. Emilia Clarke, who's the dragon charmer on that show, Game of Thrones, she's his girlfriend.
Mm.
And they're like sewer rats who live on this terrible planet. You know, there's a giant centipede controls all the crime. But there's some really interesting creatures in it. And he gets off the planet and she doesn't. And he ends up, after a few years learning to fly, he hooks up with a gang of thieves.
Yeah.
Which is Woody Harrelson and Tandy Newton. And it's very entertaining.
So did you like that? I've heard mixed reviews about this film.
I liked it thoroughly. I have no complaint. I have one small complaint.
And what is that?
Visually, it's kind of murky.
Really?
Yeah, it's dark.
You think now, by design, clearly.
By design, yeah. And I am very glad that I didn't pay to see it in 3D, because when they put the special lens on it, it reduces the light by like 15% or 20% or something like that. So it would have been unwatchable in 3D. So I would advise you to see this movie. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But don't see it in 3D.
And you think this fits in well with the whole story arc?
It does, and I'm not going to give away the spoiler, but the ending atones for something that Lucas screwed up when he redid the movies. Remember when he redid the first three?
What do you mean? You mean edited them?
Yeah, he changed things
in
them.
Yeah.
Well, this atones for that.
Now, I'm glad you brought this up. Are those original cuts of those films available anywhere anymore?
No.
That's ridiculous.
It was I'm not sure they were available as an extra on one of the DVD issues. But the thinking is, I actually heard, I mean, I don't know if he knows anything about it, but I heard John Landis talking about it. He said, of course Disney's going to release the original versions eventually, because
money.
You know, money. It's just free money lying around on the ground. They're not going to just walk by it.
So you give a thumbs up to this, Sean Stone?
Yes, I do.
All right, sir.
All right. There's a bunch of stuff going on this week. Tonight at 6 p.m. at the Robert Burns statue in Washington Park in Albany, there's a birthday celebration for Walt Whitman. A bunch of Albany poets are going to get together and read selections from Song of Myself.
Oh,
6
nice.
O'clock, and it's free.
Terrific.
Tomorrow night at the Upper Room in Albany, that's up on the second floor down on Pearl Street.
I've not been to there.
I was there once.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Nice joint?
Yeah, it's not
right.
bad. Marsha Ball, the popular blues singer.
Oh, great.
Also, Friday night at 7 and Saturday at 2:30 in the afternoon, the Capitol Theater in Rome is showing 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. This is the classic one with Kirk Douglas.
Oh, great.
And James
I swear
Mason.
By my tattoo and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's part of a series they're doing there to bring your kids to see old movies. So kids get them free.
Oh, terrific.
You buy your adult ticket and you can bring your kids for nothing.
Oh, that's fantastic. A movie like that would be great on a huge screen.
Exactly.
You see it on TCM and all these other channels, but to see it
right.
40 feet wide might be something
the
great.
The way you were supposed to, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and let's see. Oh, Circle Theater Players over at Sand Lake Center for the Arts in Averill Park is opening their production of Oscar Wilde's The Importance of Being Earnest.
Nice.
Opens Friday at 8 o'clock and it runs weekends through June 10th.
So terrific.
Go to their website for all the different showtimes.
All right, sir.
Saturday night at 7 o'clock, PS21 in Chatham, who had a spring series this year. Usually they don't get started until the summer, but they had a spring series. There's a dance performance called Places Please, featuring Larry Kagan and Nicole Wolcott. It's sort of a comic dance based on, you know, what it's like to get ready to go on for a performance.
Wow.
You know, like the backstage stuff?
Sure.
Yeah. So that's Saturday night at PS21.
A comic dance about backstage at a performance.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. By the premise.
So, there's a premise and there's a narrative to it, yeah. This weekend is the big Albany Symphony Orchestra American Music Festival.
Oh, yeah.
Runs through Sunday. There's a whole bunch of events. I mean, literally, there's like 8 or 9 different events. Some of the highlights are Dogs of Desire are going to be at the MPAC Theater on Friday at 7:30. The big ASO, Albany Symphony Orchestra Festival concert, will be at the MPAC Concert Hall Saturday at 7:30. There's a fanfare to Joan Tower, the Pulitzer-winning composer and bard. That's going to be at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall Sunday at 1 p.m. And it all wraps up Sunday night at 7:30 at Troy's Riverfront Park with a free concert called The River Sings,
Ooh.
Which is a whole bunch of different groups.
Which river?
The Hudson.
Ah, well, it must sing a fragrant tune.
you bet. The opening music was The Suitcase Junket.
Oh, but we
going back to the
going
beginning
back to
the
segment, beginning
of the segment.
We heard a song. I don't remember the song, but it was by The Suitcase Junket.
He's going to be at Cafe Lena in Saratoga Springs Sunday at 7. It's one guy. He plays guitar, but he also plays all of these exotic homemade instruments made out of plastic bottles and bones and
why
all and sorts of because
where does he get the bones and why?
I'm sure they're animal bones.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Does that
sure.
make it okay, Sean?
I'm not going to judge.
And why is a person's name The Suitcase Junket?
Because some guys and gals like to have a
I see. So it's you bring the stuff in a suitcase.
Right.
Gotcha.
See?
It's a concept.
It's a concept.
Not a person.
Right.
Okay.
Also this weekend, Sunday and Monday, is the Next Act New Play Summit number 7. This is put on by Capital Rep. They're premiering 2 new plays. What they do is they have a contest. People, playwrights, submit their plays, and they pick 2 winners. The first one is called Show Pony. That's going to be at the GE Theater at Proctor's in Schenectady on Sunday at 5 o'clock. And the other one is called The Way North. That's going to be at Capitol Repertory Theater on Pearl Street in Albany. That's Monday at 7:30. Go to either Capitol Rep or Proctor's websites, and you can get all the ticket information, all that. There's also I didn't mention it because it's not really the general public would probably be interested, but there's a seminar on Saturday.
Ah.
So if you really want to become a playwright or something, you might want to look into that, too.
Okay.
This is a big deal. SPAC at Saratoga Springs. The National Ballet of Cuba is coming to town.
Ooh.
They're going to perform Giselle, and that's Wednesday, June 6th at 8 p.m. There are also performances the 7th at 2 p.m. and the 8th at 8 p.m.
All right. We have about a minute here, and I know that you want to talk about these movies that are coming.
Yeah, pretty much these are like low-budget thrillers because everyone was scared. Nobody wants to take on Disney and Marvel and, you know, all the big
movies. The superhero franchise
exactly.
and Star Wars, yeah.
So yeah, they'll try again next week. Next week is like Ocean's 8's coming out.
Right.
But right now...
So you get a Super 8 film and then you just slap something together.
The
right.
The first one is called Adrift, and that's about a couple who are sailing a ship from, somewhere in South Asia to Hawaii.
And they become adrift?
Yeah, it looks pretty harrowing. It's based on a true story. So that kind of gives away the ending because
they're adrift.
Because they live to tell the tale.
Oh, you make a point.
You know.
All right. And finally?
Upgrade, which is one of those sci-fi thrillers about a guy who gets like a... It's like the $6 Million Man concept. You know?
Yeah.
He gets like the half bionic body and then goes around avenging crime.
Well, that's what happened to me. Sean Stone, thank you for being here. Your list will be posted at wamc.org/roundtable. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.